السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Inshallah, today we start from Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 106. Please recite after me. Use a loud voice. Make sure that when there is a soft letter with fatha on it, you pronounce it softly. And for heavy letters, raise the back of your tongue and do the heavy sound. When there is a noon with a shadda or meem with a shadda, then we should hold the sounds for two counts. The mad tabi, which is fatha followed by alif, and dhamma followed by waw, and kasra followed by ya, they should all be two counts. So inshallah, let us start. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. So inshallah, we will look at the tajweed for ayah 106. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Zalika. So when we have long sound like a mabtabi, two counts, we are going to emphasize the letter that comes after. In this case, it is lam. So we say zalika. Repeat. Zalika. This is different sound from saying zalika. Okay. Zalika is everything is the same pitch and tone. Zal, lam and kaf. But I'm going to emphasize or press on lam. Zalika. Zalika. Jazauhum. So here the long sound is on zay with four counts. So I'm going to press on u. U. Jazauhum. And whom, we have made a rounded lips for who, but the meme has a sukoon. So I'm going to straighten my lips back into a flat position. Whom. Whom. Jazauhum. Jahannam. So we will press on the shadda of the noon. Jahannam. Jahannam. Bima kafaru. Repeat. Bima kafaru. Wattakhadhu. So here tashadda gets a little bit of an emphasis, and the stretch for the mad, it's called mad munfasil, four counts. Wattakhadhu. Ayati. So hamza has a alif, ya has a alif, and ta has a ya. So they are all two counts. So we will be holding them. Ayati. Ayati. Warusuli. So here the word wow is extra. The word here is rusuli. So in a three letter word, you push the first alphabet, which is ru. Warusuli. Huzuwa. So we are, again, we are pushing on here. Huzuwa. Repeat the ayah. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ بِمَا كَفَرُوا. وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَرُسُلِي هُزُوًا. Ayah 107. Innal ladhina. So we have to remember that whenever you see a shadda on the letter noon or letter meem, we always stop for two counts. So here we are humming in, then the fatha na, and make the fatha soft, not na but na. Innal ladhina. Repeat. Inna alladhina. Amanu. Two counts. This is called mad badal. Hamza is followed by letter alif. Amanu. And the noon waw is called mad tabi. Amanu. Wa amilus صَالِحَاتِ. So make the عَيْن clear. وَعَمِلُ. So the word here is عَمِلُ. So we will press on عَيْن, not on well. وَعَمِلُ الصَّاد. Now for the صَاد, Raise the back of the tongue. Hold it. So. Do not round the lips. Keep the lips just open a little bit for the sound to come out. But raise the back of the tongue. As-salihati. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ. So there is a something in Tajweed called hams. What you do on certain alphabets when they have a sukoon on them is that you push the letter, I mean you push the sound a little bit with a click. Like here ta has a sukoon, so we will say كَانَتْ. You hear the burst of air. Net, canet. So I'm hitting the back of the teeth with the tip of the tongue and pushing some air. Canet, canet. Lehum. Now lehum is leh. Leh is a short sound, and then hum is the real word lehum. So we will press here on lem. Lehum. Lehum. كانت لهم كانت لهم جنات الفردوس. So we have نون شدة. Remember to stop. جن, that's the stopping. Then the ناء is two counts. جنات ال. And when you come to the لام تل, we had a دمّة on ta, so the lips were rounded. Lam is a sukoon, so straighten the lips. Jannatul, jannatul firdausi, fiz. Okay, here ra has a sukoon. When ra has a sukoon, we usually look at the alphabet before to see what kind of sign it has. The fa has got a kasra. So when the ra has a sukoon, but before that you have a kasra, then make the ra soft. Fizz. The tip of the tongue is kind of flat and down. Fizz. Dau. Dau. That has a fatha followed by wow. Okay, normally when you have a fatha followed by the letter alif, we call it mad tabi. But here it is called mad lean because it is being followed by wow. So fatha plus waw means madleen. Fizdaw. Fizdawsi. So repeat now. Jannatul fizdawsi. Jannatul fizdawsi. And do not stretch on C to be two counts. It's only one count. Jannatul firdausi nuzula. So nuzula is three letter word. We will push on noon. And the lam has got tanween. But when we come to a stop and we pause, then the len sound becomes la. Okay. So here it is lam fatha with a long sound, not two fathas. Nuzula, nuzula. Repeat. Jannatul firdausi nuzula. Jannatul firdausi nuzula. So let's repeat the ayah. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati kanat lahum. Kanat lahum jannatul firdausi nuzula. Okay, so that's the end of the explanation. for the IELTS for today. Listen to the recordings on your own and practice. Inshallah, you will do well. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.